One Sunday, about 3 weeks after Mary's arrival, she poured fresh cream and milk and sugar into the inner metal chamber of an ice cream maker. She packed the barrel with ice and salt and cranked the handle. After several minutes, the cream mixture churned into smooth, creamy ice cream. She cut up fresh peaches and folded them in, too. That summer, the peaches were especially sweet and succulent. "The largest and finest peaches that have been shown in town this season," boasted a local orchardist in the Long Islander newspaper. Mary scooped the ice cream into dishes and set the dishes on a serving tray. A maid served the dessert to the Warren family. That night, there was enough for everyone, the family and the servants. Even the gardener would get dessert. Ice cream was the perfect end to a summertime meal, as it required no cooking. And no matter how much you've eaten, there's always room for ice cream. The Warrens and the servants may have oohed and aahed about the dessert, something Mary served in nearly every household where she worked. They may also have gossiped about the orchardist. So proud of his peaches, he had presented a basket of them to President Theodore Roosevelt, who was summering a few miles away at Sagamore Hill. After the dinner party, Mary prepared her work for the next day. She washed up the plates and dishes, scrubbed the pots and pans, hung up the jugs, cleaned the stove, and put everything in its place. Perhaps before retiring to bed, Mary stole a moment to stand on the huge wraparound porch. Perhaps she breathed in the briny scent of the bay that stretched all the way from Long Island Sound to the Atlantic Ocean. Perhaps in that moment, she allowed her mind to travel back to Ireland, from where she had emigrated alone as a young teenager. To her employers and fellow workers, Mary never spoke of her growing up years. Most of what we know about her comes from a few documents, from what others say about her, and a 6-page letter written in her own hand. From Mary's death certificate, we know that she was born on September 23, 1869, in Ireland. Her parents were John Mallon and Catherine Igo. From other records, we're